David Goldman and Nobu Edelman are the founders of the Toronto phenomenon called Choir, Choir, Choir. Twice every week, participants get together at a club and are given the lyrics to the night's song, and then they're divided into groups by pitch, rehearsed, and at the end of the session, they perform the song in three-part harmony. Last night, Choir, Choir, Choir made its debut at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater here in New York and conducted Patti Smith's Because the Night, and I'm very pleased to have them now on our show. Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So how did it go? How do New Yorkers compare to Torontons?
I mean, they're not as good, but it was great. It was a good time. It's all about the vibe. No, it was fantastic.
You know, we never know who's going to come out. It's really super random. There's no auditions to our sessions anywhere. So we're always really nervous that people are going to bring the kind of energy that we want. Of course, it's our job to pull the performance out of them. But last night, they brought a lot of excitement. So it was a great start.
Do any of them present themselves as potential soloists?
Not as far as I could hear, but that's not really the goal.
Is it fair to say that Because the Night is a choir standard? We just heard a version of it. Is that one of the ones that works well?
Yeah, I mean, we had to decide what song to do when we came to New York. I mean, you come to do potentially just one night, it's hard to pick a song completely out of context. In Toronto, we've done hundreds of nights, so it's easy to just pick songs. But Because the Night felt very New York to us, and it means a lot to us because we actually performed that song with Patti Smith a few years ago at the Art Gallery of Ontario. So that song means a bit more to us than some of the other ones that we've done.
Had you performed in New York before?
Actually, just back in March over March and April, we were invited down to perform at Carnegie Hall and Radio City Music Hall as part of the Music Of series that Michael Dorff puts on. Mm-hmm. And this year's celebration was for David Bowie, tribute to him. And so we did a video 6 days after Bowie died in Toronto, also at the Art Gallery of Ontario, where we invited the whole city to come out and sing and collectively mourn, and we sang Space Oddity. And then because of that video that went out, and it's sort of after 6 years of doing videos, it was the first one that really went viral. And then they brought us to New York to do it here.
And you've done something in Brooklyn
a few years ago, yeah. We did something at Union Docks. And, I mean, it was a much, much, much smaller thing, but at least we got to bring people together.
And what about the size? In Joe's Pub, you have a smaller group than you would at Radio City Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Is it harder to get the larger group working well?
Not necessarily. I mean, we did a night recently in Toronto at Massey Hall, which in some ways is Canada's Carnegie Hall, and there was over 2,000 people there, and we did the same thing, and it was beautiful. So, I mean, it really depends on if you have that just slight amount of buy-in from the crowd. You can manipulate them in any way. Once they buy in, and we just turn them into a choir.
When we started out, we started our very first session, there was 25 people in the room, and then it steadily grew. And some days, you know, we get nostalgic for when it was a little bit smaller. But you can sound huge with 30 people or 3,000 people.
I think the thing, if you have the fewer people you have, if you have three people singing in three-part harmony, they all better be strong singers.
Yeah.
If you have 3,000 people and 1,000 are singing each harmony, you really feel the power of what it is to sing with a lot of people because you really blend in, and then you get that. Even the mistakes make it sound real. You know, it doesn't sound, because that many people can almost sound computerized almost.
And they drown out the people who are tone deaf. And
wonderfully.
There's a beautiful blend.
There are
blend.
Brayers, yes. Out there, I'm sure.
We like to call it a blend, but really it's a drowning out is a more realistic way to put it. But we don't really say that to people. You're blending. You're great.
Didn't you start at a friend's birthday party doing this as a favor?
Yeah, that was, I mean, the long, long story of how Choir came to be was that a mutual friend of ours was turning 40, and his girlfriend at the time wanted to throw a surprise party. And so my friend Amanda and I were asked to put together a choir, and that's actually how David and I kind of really met, and he came over to play guitar. He was enlisted to play guitar that night, and he really just took to it immediately, just telling people what to do. And
it became clear very quickly that I was by far the most talented person in the room.
Right.
So I took the ring.
David spends a lot of time staring at himself in the mirror.
That's right.
But what happened over the course of that night?
I understand you're running for prime minister. Canada.
I am. Trudeau's always got his shirt off. I can't compete.
What happened that night were the seeds of Choir, Choir, Choir. And it took us 2 years after that for David and I to decide to do something and put up an invite and do something.
And there are videos on YouTube, but they only show the finished result.
Right.
How much work goes into getting to that point?
Well, a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you have to, at a regular choir session before the videos, there's at least an hour of work before, maybe two. So, I mean, but it's all, I think what you don't see on the videos is the fact that Nobu and I, after doing hundreds of nights together, have developed a chemistry. We do tend to finish each other's sentences, and we, being at a choir session is, we inject as much of our personality as we can into it. So it's about seeing what we're like on stage, and we create this sort of controlled chaos.
It really is. What you don't see is the community aspect of it, in terms of just the small groups of people getting together, strangers arriving and finding new friends, and people laughing over drinks. And then, of course, the element that David and I are sort of the show, because we just get up on stage and make asses of ourselves.
Well, you do the good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And then, but also the audience are the performers, right? So it's a reverse of so many different things.
And then they become so enthusiastic, you took them out into the streets to sing after the show?
Mm-hmm. We tend to do that. It's just another way. We like to just throw curveballs at everybody, and it's unexpected, and people just get really excited.
I'm speaking with David Goldman and Nobu Edelman, who are the co-creators of Choir. Last night at Joe's Pub. Are you going to be doing more here in New York?
We have a plan to come back in November, so it's tentative, but I think it's being planned right now. I think at Joe's again, Joe's Pub, November 14th.
That's what we're planning. It's not officially set yet, but yeah, we're hoping to announce very soon.
But
we're definitely coming back.
A really cool idea. We're going to be partnering with a musician, hopefully, and do something where we have a musician on stage with us of note.
And this starts with people connecting online?
We throw up our invites a few days before an event. Do you mean the inception in mm-hmm. terms of? Yeah, I mean, I just threw out a message on Facebook. I just joined Facebook about 6 years ago, and I just said to people, if we started a choir, you know, who would come out? And the response was, for us at the time, overwhelming.
I've heard that choir is considered the Craigslist of Toronto.
Well, yeah.
It helps. It really, I mean, like, yeah. For example, we just sponsored, did a Syrian refugee campaign last year. We ended up raising enough money to sponsor two families, and one of them just arrived 2 weeks ago. We're pretty proud of that. But when the family, you know, as sponsors, we need to get them all the things they need to live, clothing, all couches, you know. The sponsorship group put up a message on the Facebook page, the choir Facebook page, and had like a registry, almost like a wedding registry. And within 24 hours, everything was filled from people in choir.
And you know, people have found each other at choir and gotten married.
And divorced.
People have found jobs and created companies together. It's really quite extraordinary.
Didn't you plan on sponsoring a family and then wind up sponsoring two families?
Yeah, exactly. So every year at the end of the year, we embark on some kind of charitable campaign, you know, and because really we have so many members that we can throw our collective weight behind any number of charities. And so, but this one was the biggest one. We thought there's no way we can raise $35,000, and we ended up raising $70,000. Mm. And so we were able to
sponsor two families.
Yeah.
Well, when you're doing something that involves Syrian refugees, what song do you choose? You don't want to choose a Syrian song.
We would love to, but at the same time,
I don't mean that there's anything wrong with Syrian music. It's just very difficult for most people who are not Syrian to sing those songs.
Well, it wasn't necessarily about Syria. We did an event last year when we kicked off the campaign, and we decided to do a night on December 8th, which happened to be the 35th anniversary of John Lennon's death. So we had a night where, you know, 600 and something people came out, and it was we sang Imagine, and we created a video that had a donation link, and it just, you know, you just choose songs that people can rally behind. It doesn't have to be necessarily so specifically connected to what you're doing.
And a song about peace, you know, in a time of total, you know, disaster and crisis.
Exactly.
You've gotten responses from the people whose songs that you've covered. How did you celebrate Leonard Cohen's birthday?
We just did Suzanne last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Did he show up?
He did not show up.
One day.
But Patti Smith, you did perform with you?
Yeah, it was really spontaneous. Again, at the Art Gallery of Ontario, she was doing two concerts on one night, and she had her photography series show up at the time, and so she was there, and we were performing throughout the gallery just sort of these pop-up performances. And the curator filmed us and showed her a video of us singing her songs in between her shows. And she just turned to him and said, I need to sing with them. And so we were, in that moment, brought backstage. Mm-hmm. And suddenly we were singing with Patti Smith.
And you also performed with Rufus Wainwright.
Yep. Yeah.
But Leonard Cohen tweeted your performance.
That's right.
So he obviously was aware of what you were doing.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell, yes. And Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
What, you have a song for Monica Lewinsky?
No, they just tweeted it.
They just love Leonard Cohen.
The video.
Oh, they all tweeted the Leonard Cohen thing.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they were all hanging out together, I think, and they just decided to group tweet.
How many people generally show up for choir in Canada? Are you just in Toronto?
We're based in Toronto. Every Tuesday and Wednesday night, we do our choir nights at a bar called Clinton's Tavern. We've moved around, but we've settled there. And, you know, it can be anywhere between 150 and, you know.
I guess it's anywhere between 300 to 500.
Yeah, people, it's just sort of in their muscle memory to just sort of robotically walk to Clinton's every Tuesday and Wednesday.
And I understand that a few of your regulars made the trip to Joe's Pub last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherry and Andrea, how are you?
They probably helped you in getting the people who didn't understand the process totally to get it going.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if just in their presence, they made us feel like a bit more at home, and then we were able to just, you know, work the crowd a bit better, and we felt pretty comfortable up there once we got going.
It was pretty incredible as well. After the show, we found out that a family from Orlando came up, and another family from Washington came in specifically for the show, and a lot more people are now showing up at our sessions in Toronto from all over the world, which is mm-hmm. exciting.
Do certain songs lend themselves to this sort of thing more than others? Because you have to, there are an awful lot of songs out there that I can't imagine breaking up into three-part harmony, let alone harmony at all.
I don't think it's so much, I think that we've done songs over the years that people wouldn't expect a choir to do. That's not necessarily, I mean, I think initially you'd think, okay, well, I wouldn't hear, you know, a Human League song
Or
Eye of the Tiger as a choir song, whereas we have an arrangement of Eye of the Tiger, which is fantastic. It's actually harder, the songs that are harder are songs where it's like, soul music is difficult. Anything where the singer and the way they sing it
is so specific.
So specific that they don't even sing it the same way twice.
So you don't want to do Respect.
I mean, how do you get 100 people to sing that in unison?
I would love to do Al Green, very difficult to pull off. Even, you know, Stevie Wonder, very difficult to pull off. I mean, and songs that you think would be obvious to do, like the band's The Weight, very hard to do. You know, right. If you listen to the verses, every time it's a little bit different.
Joe's Pub is a pub. The alcohol is served. Is alcohol important in this process?
So important. We were wasted on stage. I'm still wasted.
I understand
now.
The Canadians need to depress their inhibitions more than New Yorkers do.
Yes, that's true. No, it definitely helps. I mean, why not, right? I mean, like we decided early on we wanted people to have fun, and if people don't have to drink at a choir session, but if they want to, like we drink on stage, so like we're
it's
there
a great option.
Fun.
I mean, just in general, you know.
And you can't do acid, so you might as well just drink.
Though we are thinking about
doing
acid.
I
want
to do a night. I mean, don't.
The
tell
waiver
everyone.
Is so long, though. It takes so long for everyone to read
it is.
And sign
it's
off
lot,
on that.
Yeah.
You can't make a living from this. What do you do for a living?
This.
Why are you judging us?
No,
you can't make a look at you. You can't make a living from this. Who do you think you are?
I'm sorry.
We've got, you know, we didn't start. Everyone asks us, you know, how do you get this going? How do you do this thing? We didn't have a strategy when we started out. It was really just a lark, just to have some fun. It was wintertime in Toronto, which is depressing. The Toronto Raptors were losing, and David's a huge basketball fan. Like something had to happen, right? But we had no strategy whatsoever. So this has been a really gradual process. Now we give give talks. Around the States and Canada about creativity and building community, and we go in and get people singing and talk about all the things, the unexpected surprises, the stories behind choir, which it's really about leading a community and team building in many ways.
We're signed to the Lavin Agency.
Right. So there's
let's hook it up.
So there's that avenue as well, which is sort of picked up a little bit. And so it is slowly becoming a full-time job.
And it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. It's a lot of work.
You're going to be back in New York, you said, in November?
We're going to be announcing a date right now. Okay. It looks like
probably
the 14th.
An hour from now.
But yeah, exactly.
November 14th.
We'll try to post it.
Thank you.
Great.
So that our audience will know, because I'm sure anyone who's listened to this now wants to be part of the choir experience.
Everyone listening who wants to come on sing that has some musical ability, you are personally invited by me to come.
and likes being told what to do.
Yes. If you don't have singing ability, you're welcome to come and just stand further towards the back, and we'll all have a great time.
And if you're thinking going to Toronto, go soon, because it gets very cold up there in the wintertime.
Yep.
Thank you both so much for being on our show. David Goldman, Nobu Edelman of Choir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.